Good evening, everybody. Pastor Brent Jackson with Liberty Baptist Church of Lamar, Missouri. This Wednesday evening, the 29th, I pray that you're all doing well. Turn your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 14. And we'll be starting verse 1. And just want to share a truth with you. Well, I won't keep you long this evening. But verse 1, and it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. And here we are at Iconium, and we find Paul and Barnabas, and this whole time here, it's a very turbulent time in Iconium, but there's kind of a certain truth, and it's really what I want to share, I want to bring forth this evening, and mainly it's something that I think many of us already know. But if we look here and move on up to verse, let's go with 18, verse 18. So there was, of course, Paul and Barnabas, Paul, the miracles that were going on here at Iconium. And then there's Paul addressed the people, and they were so enamored with Paul and Barnabas that they gave them, you look in Acts 14 here, that says they called, verse 12, they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius because he was the chief speaker. Okay, so they are super enamored. They are at the point of worship. Verse 18, and when these sayings scarce restrained they the people that they had not done sacrifice unto them. I mean, they were so taken. They were so they were so excited about what Paul and Barnabas was doing. They were so into their preaching that they were just wanting to do great things for them. And then we see one verse later, verse 19, and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Folks, this evening, I just want to kind of share, and like I said, many of us already know this truth, that people can be fickle, that you can go from people loving you to people hating you in just the blink of an eye. And I think the Bible also is very clear just about not putting our trust in man, putting our trust in God. So often we trust those around us and trust the people that we love, and that can lead to such hurt in our lives when we don't put people in the proper perspective. The proper perspective is that you love people, you give them, God obviously wants us to love people, God all wants us to give our best or try to help people as much as we can, but also be mindful, though, that with that comes great, great hurt. Putting our trust in a person, you put your trust in people, and you say, this is where my faith will lie. Well, look at Paul and Barnabas in this story. They went from getting ready to sacrifice to Paul and Barnabas. They were so thankful. They were worshiping them. And then the next moment, within a verse, now they're dragging them out of the city and they're throwing rocks at them. And it made me chuckle when I read this about how quick people are to switch sides, how quick that people will turn on you. And we know this, and we've experienced this, and many of our relationships where that have been severed, all because why? Some little thing or some switch that gets flipped, that we go from friends to enemies, where we go from trust to distrust. Then when we go from this hurt, or better yet, from help to hurt. Let's go to Psalm chapter 27. Psalm 27, the Bible, Psalm 27, verse 10. Turn your Bibles there, where we see that the psalmist here, a psalm of David, even, where verse 10, he says, "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies." Now, you may not be at odds with your father or your mother, but God, and even through David here, wants to make it very clear that even the closest of relationships, the closeness of a father with a son or a mother with a son, and maybe you're not in that situation, maybe you are in that situation where you have been one that has been forsaken by your parents or someone so close to you that there it seems insurmountable. It seems like, how can I overcome that? Well, God makes it very clear in Psalms and in His Word that even when your father and your mother forsake you, even when they're done with you, when they turn their back on you, it's God's turn. It's God's turn. Then the Lord will take me up. The next verse, that He'll teach which way to go. They'll lead in the right, in the plain path, because of mine enemies. Folks, I'm not wanting to discount relationships, but I want to make sure that we keep relationships and mainly our relationship with God in the priority position, the priority place, where God's relationship, or better yet, God, our relationship with God gets priority rather than putting trust in man, putting trust even father and mother. Be careful, so careful, when we put people in the place of God in our lives. We're setting ourselves up for some hurt. We're setting ourselves up for a letdown. Let's go to Psalm 38. Psalm 38, verse 21. And another Psalm of David. And Psalm 38, and time after time, we'll start in verse 15. "For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God." And then verse 21. "Forsake me not, O Lord, O my God. Be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation." You see, we have, back to the priorities in our life, where we put God as the priority place, as the relationship with God, and then we're able to be able to have the right perspective on those relationships beyond that relationship with God. Because just like Paul and Barnabas went, like, flip the switch from one day to another, you go from hero to zero, zero to hero, back and forth. You know, it's sad that so many child, like Hollywood stars, as children, that they were these famous individuals as a child, where they were lifted up in such a place of recognition. And then what happens when they get older and they're maybe not as cute as they were as a child? And then Hollywood says, okay, we're done with you. Now we're done with you. Now you, and this almost this rejection. Well, guess what? Life can be very, very similar to that, where one day loved, next day hated. Now one day we're so excited about you as a person, and then one day, you're not. You're old news. God's not like that. We put our trust. David didn't. He wanted to be remembered. He didn't. And does God forsake us? God hath not forsaken us. He is right there with us. David wanted God right there. He didn't want him to be anywhere else. I think, let's try this. When David was put in a position, of course, he had numbered the people, and God gave him there's a time of judgment that came with that. And it's interesting. It was so fascinating to me that there's a statement that where God gave him a choice of judgments, where this is, okay, you numbered the people. And if I can find it here, I will share that with you. But he numbered the people. And let's see here. Numbered the people. Let's see here. Okay, it's 2 Samuel 24, verse 10. And David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. And when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, go and say unto David, thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David and told him and said, shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land? Or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies? Wilt thou they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in the land, in thy land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. It's fascinating. It's a trust here that you can trust in the Lord. And David had a trust in him. He wanted God that much, that close, that he did not want to be dealing with people. People? He didn't want to fight. And I understand. Paul and Barnabas, they got to experience. They went from one verse hated, or I'm sorry, one verse loved, worshipped, and sacrifices to them, to the next one beating them with rocks. Let me not fall into the hands of man. Folks, you spend enough time letting men affect you, without that proper perspective of God in his place first, in the first place, and then you're prepared for when the rocks come. When people throw rocks, you have God in his place. You're ready for it. You're prepared for it. That's why it's so important knowing that God is in his place. That let me not fall into the hands of man, but God, trusting in the Lord and not in man. Thank you so much for your time tonight. I hope this has been a blessing to you. If perhaps maybe just to take a moment right now, just thanking the Lord that He is an even keel. God's word, God's plans, God's ways are steadfast. They're not like 1 second mad, 1 second glad. They are just even keel. God says, but very clear, this is what He wants. This is where you need to go. It's a very stable, it's a very peaceful, not turbulent. That is worth so much in our lives. So much having that peace, that even keel. If any of you that have ever worked for a boss or someone who's up and down, all around and different things, mad one minute, happy the next. It's hard. Life is hard. But working with people, being around people, ups and downs, where God, stable, stability. That is where joy comes from. I hope this has been a blessing to you. If you're listening tonight, I pray that this can be a help for you. May God bless you, and thank you so much for your time.